Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Our program today is going to pay tribute to those New Jersey citizens who lost their lives on the tragic events of 9/11. Tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We want to recognize all of the people who serve our country, whether you're a policeman, fireman, city official, nurse, doctor, social worker, teacher, pastor, priest, etc., mother, father, sister, brother, everyone who plays a role in healing the nation and addressing the needs of the victims' families. Today, we will read a few of the names of our New Jersey citizens who lost their lives in the tragic events of 9/11. Tricia Fagan, 55, of Toms River. William F. Fallon, Jr., 53, of Rocky Hill. Nancy Carol Farley, 45, of Jersey City. John William Farrell, 41, of Baskin Ridge. Syed Abdul Fattah, 54, Newark. Christopher Fonin, 37, of South Orange. Carl Ronald Fazio, 57, of Closter. Peter Feidelberg, 34, of Hoboken. Alan D. Feinberg, 48, of Marlboro. Arnold Feinberg, of Neptune, New Jersey. Edward Porter Felt, 41, of Mattawan. George J. Ferguson, 54, Teaneck. Judy H. Fernandez, 27, Parlin. Anne Marie Salarin Ferreira, 29, of Jersey City. David Francis Ferrugio, 46, of Middletown. Louis V. Frasini, 38, of Baskin Ridge. Jennifer Louise Fialco, 29, of Teaneck. Michael Brantley Finnegan, 37, of Baskin Ridge. Timothy J. Finnerty, 33, of Glen Rock. Stephen J. Fiorelli, 43, of Aberdeen. John Roger Fisher, 46, of Bayonne. Thomas Joseph Fisher, 36, of Union. Salvatore A. Fiammifredo, 45, of Manalapan. Stephen Mark Fogel, 40, of Westfield. Jane C. Folger, 73, of Bayonne. Chinmen Dennis Fu, 40, of Homedale. Bobby Forbes, 37, of Rahway. Christopher Hugh Forsythe, 44, Baskin Ridge. Noel J. Foster, 40, of Bridgewater. Jeffrey L. Fox, 40, of Cranberry. Gary J. Frank, 35, South Amboy. Colleen Laura Fraser, 51, of Elizabeth. Lillian Inez Frederick, 46, of Teaneck. Greg Frauner, 46, of Chester. Paul James Formato, 37, of Colts Neck. Pamela Gaff, 51, Robbinsville. Daniel James Gallagher, 23, of Red Bank. Vincenzo Gallucci, 36, of Monroe. Joseph Harvey Gardner III, 35, of Lakewood. Jeffrey Brian Gardner, 36, Hoboken. Boyd A. Gayton, 38, of Jersey City. Stephen Gregory Genovese, 37, Baskin Ridge. Elaine Gentle, 44, Mountain Lakes. Joseph M. Giacconi, 43, of Monroe. Deborah L. Gibbons, 43, of Hackensown. Andrew Clive Gilbert IV, 39, of Califon. Timothy Paul Gilbert, 35, of Lebanon. Paul Stewart Gilby, 39, of Chatham. Marie Donna Giordano, 44, of Parlin. Salvatore Gitto, 44, of Manalapan. Thomas I. Glaser, 40, of Summit. Harry Glenn, 38, Piscataway. Barry H. Glick, 55, of Wayne. Jeremy Glick, 31, of West Milford. Michael Gagliarmiello, 43, of New Providence. Brian Frederick Goldberg, 26, of Union. Stephen Goldstein, 35, of Princeton. Julia Rosa Gonzalez, 32, of Jersey City. Thomas E. Gorman, 41, Middlesex. Michael Edward Gould, 29, Hoboken. Christopher Michael Grady, 39, Cranford. Christopher Stewart Gray, 32, Weehawken. John Michael Grazioso, 41, of Middletown. Wanda Anita Green, 49, of Linden. Gail R. Green, 51, of Montville. Eileen Marcia Greenstein, 52, of Morris Plains. Donald H. Gregory, 62, of Ramsey. Pedro David Grihan, 35, Hoboken. John M. Griffin, 38, of Waldwick. Joan Donna Griffith, 39, of Willingboro. Kenneth George Grazales, 56, of Lyndhurst. Leeming Michael Gu, 34, of Piscataway. Douglas B. Radions Gurion, 38, of Tenafly. Philip T. Guza, 54, of Seabright. Robert John Halligan, 59, Baskin Ridge. Frederick Kim Hahn, 45, of Marlboro. Kevin James Hannaford, 32, Baskin Ridge. Timothy John Hargrave, 38, Reddington. Stuart Dennis Harris, 52, Marlboro. John Clinton Hartz, 64, Baskin Ridge. Emmerich J. Harvey, 56, Upper Montclair. Leonard William Hatton, 45, Richfield Park. Scott Hazelcorn, 29, Hoboken, Joanne Heltbridle, 46 of Springfield, Mark F. Hemscoot, 45 of Red Bank, Ronnie Lee Henderson, 52 of Newburgh, Brian Hennessy, 35 of Ringo's, Robert Allen Hepburn, 39, Union, Robert Rain Hobson III, 36, Jersey City, Patrick Aloysius Huey, 53, Frederick J. Hoffman, 53, Michelle Lee Hoffman, 27 of Freehold, Joseph Francis Holland, 32 of Glen Rock, Leroy Homer, 36, Marlton, Matthew D. Horning, 26 of Hoboken, Ruhu Houston, 32 of Inglewood, Stephen Huxco Jr., 44 of Bethlehem, Thomas Hughes Jr., 46 of Spring Lake Heights, Robert Thomas Bobby Hughes, 23 of Sayreville, Timothy Robert Hughes, 43 of Madison, Susan Huey, 43 of Fairlawn, Kathleen Casey and Hunt, 43 Middletown, Joseph Anthony Ianelli Jr., 28 of Hoboken, Zutu Ibis, 25 of Clifton, Anthony P. Infante Jr., 47 of Mountainside, Christopher Ingracia, 28 of Watchung, Paul William Ainella, 33 of East Brunswick, Virginia M. Jablonski, 49 of Matawan, Jason Kyle Jacobs, 32 of Mendham, Griselda E. Gottle James, 44 of Willingboro, Alan K. Jensen, 49 of Wyckoff, Prem Nath Jarath, 57 of Edison, Hawaida Gion, 42 of East Brunswick, Donald Thomas Jones II, 39 of Livingston, Stephen Joseph, 39, Franklin Park, Shashiskadan Kadaba, 25 of Hackensack, Sherian Condal, 27 of Wyckoff, Howard Lee Kane, 40 of Hazlett, Jennifer Lynn Kane, 26 Fairlawn, Jungku Kong, 34 of Riverdale, Sheldon R. Conter, 53 of Edison, Deborah H. Kaplan, 45 Paramus, Alvin Peter Kappelman, Jr., 57 Green Book, Charles Karchewski, 34 of Union, Robert N. Calfers, 49 Kenilworth, Hidea Kawauchi, 36 of Fort Lee, Edward Thomas King, 66 West Caldwell, Leo Russell King III, 33, of Westfield. Joseph J. Keller, 31, Park Ridge. Thomas Michael Kelly, 41, of Wyckoff. Robert C. Kennedy, 55, Toms River. John Richard Keohane, 41, Jersey City. Howard L. Kestenbaum, 56, Upper Montclair. Rajesh Khandelwal, 33, of South Plainfield. Bhawani Devi Kemraj, Jersey City. Saleh Ku, 38, Jersey City. Andrew J. Hoon Kim, 26, Leonia. Andrew Marshall King, 42, of Princeton. Lucille King, 59, of Ridgewood. Peter A. Klein, 35, of Weehawken. Alan David Kleinberg, 39, East Brunswick. Thomas Patrick Knox, 31, of Hoboken. Rebecca Cobery, 48, Gutenberg. Boone Sock Cool, 43, River Edge. Dorota Kapishko, 26, Nutley. Angela Kite, 49, Booton Township. Andrew LaCourte, 61, Jersey City. Ganesh Lakat, 27, Somerset. James Patrick Lotley, 41, Colts Neck. Michael Patrick LaFort, 39, Homedale. Neil K. Lai, 59, East Windsor. Vincent Anthony Laita, 31, Edison. Franco Lalama, 45, Nutley. Chow Kwan Lam, 48, of Maywood. Brendan M. Lang, 30, Red Bank. Roseanne P. Lang, 42, Middletown. Ruth Sheila Lappin, 53, East Windsor. Robin Blair Larkey, 48, Chatham. John Adam Larson, 37, of Woodbridge. Nicholas C. Lassman, 28, Cliffside Park. Paul Lasinski, 49, of Paramus. Anna A. Laverty, 52, of Middletown. Stephen Lawn, 28, West Windsor. Robert A. Lawrence, 41, Summit. Leon Labor, 51, Jersey City. Kenneth Charles Lede, 38, Monmouth Junction. David Shufi Lee, 37, of West Orange. Myung Wu Lee, 41, of Lyndhurst. David Prudencio, 27, David Prudencio Lamange, 27, of North Bergen. John Joseph J. Lennon, Jr., 44, of Hell. Jorge Luis Leon, 43, of Union City. Robert M. Levine, 66, of Edgewater. Margaret Susan Lewis, 49, of Elizabeth. Orasi Leanthangathasam, 26, of Bayonne. Stephen Barry Lilienthal, 38, of Milburn. Craig Damian Lelore, 30, of Lyndhurst. Wei Rong Lin, 31, of Jersey City. Thomas V. Linehan Jr., 39, of Montville. Alan Linton Jr., 26, Jersey City. Kenneth B. Lira, 28, of Patterson. Ming Hao Lu, 41, of Livingston. Jerome Robert Lohez, 30, of Jersey City. Manuel L. Manny Lopez, 54, Jersey City. Stuart Seed Lewis, 43, of East Brunswick. Joseph Lovero, 60, of Jersey City. Edward Ted Hobbs Luckett II, 40, of Fairhaven. Christopher Edmund Lunder, 34, of Wall. Robert H. Lynch, Jr., 44, of Cranford. James Francis Lynch, 47, of Woodbridge. Sean Patrick Lynch, 36, of Morristown. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just a portion of the names of the victims of the 9/11 tragedy. We hope that we take this time to truly reflect on the events of 9/11 and give thought and prayer to the families who lost their loved ones. Lost their loved ones who were either in the buildings or in the planes, or the loved ones who were the firemen, the police officers who rose to the occasion to go into a burning building to help with any potential survivors. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, and we, as Americans, we need to think about what can we do to help our country be great again? What can we do to help make our country safer? Maybe if we took some time to not think about ourselves, but to think about the consideration of others. Helping an elderly senior citizen across the street, opening a door for a young lady, helping out a child when a child needs help, providing guidance or being a mentor to a young individual who could sorely use the advice. Helping someone through a crisis, whether it's a crisis of on their job, a crisis in their home, a crisis in the workplace. We really need to give thought to as to how can we pull this country up by its bootstraps and how we can pay it forward. How we can help out our fellow man. As we reflect on 9/11, we are reminded of the consistent threat that we are under. As it was reported in the news on Thursday evening during the president's address, that there might be another threat. It has not been confirmed as of this recording, but it came from a reliable source. We ask that you be vigilant, and that if you see something, say something. Since 9/11, we have put in a number of safety precautions and measures, but we can only make those safety precautions really work if we all participate. So I ask that you really give thought to how you're going to carry about your day on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Say a prayer for the victims, say a prayer for the victims' families, and say a prayer for our leaders that they will do all that they can do to keep us safe. And please, say a big and huge prayer for our veterans and for our servicemen who are tirelessly working around the clock to provide us a very safe environment for which we have our freedom and we enjoy. So I ask that you take this weekend, this Sunday, September 11th, 2011, as a time to truly reflect on how you can make a contribution to make this country great again. We're still great. We're having some economic problems. But as I heard one particular person say, man has created these problems. Man should be able to solve these problems. So we all have to come together to make this environment better. And let's give thought to how we can provide our young people with the right education. With the right education, we will be able to elevate our society. We'll be able to elevate ourselves into a more constructive world, a world of peace, a world of where it is a level playing field, where folks are given the opportunity to be successful. And here in America, we have that opportunity. But there are terrorists who want to threaten that. So I say, please be vigilant, be helpful, be a good steward, and be a good citizen. So as I close out this program, I ask for your guidance, your prayers, and your patience as the country remembers the victims of 9/11, and give thought to how you can make this a better country, a safer country. And now we will have a moment of silence for the victims of 9/11 and our servicemen who have served to help to protect us from all the terrorists out there and who have given the ultimate sacrifice as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM.